Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Well, happy Memorial Day. It always sounds awkward to me to say that, as it's a day of remembrance. So to declare it happy seems, well, awkward. But a day of remembrance of those who have given their life in service to the country. And while it brings happiness to us, I guess, it's also a somber day, realizing that the price of freedom is expensive. The price of freedom as an individual, as a nation. The price of freedom in Christ was the ultimate example of one laying down his life for his friends. An example followed by many in this nation that I live in. It's always my prayer that those who have served the country have not died in vain. It's also my prayer that the death of Jesus was not in vain for you, but that you and me, that every person would acknowledge and receive Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This week, during our morning devotion and prayer time, we're going to be talking about mission partnerships. And not just about money. Sometimes we tend to think of missions and we just think, well, we're given money. But how we encourage our missions is today's specific topic. We partner with our missions through a process. Those who serve as missionaries, especially those who serve full-time in mission endeavors here in the United States and across and around the world. Part of that partnership is to encourage them. We do that in giving, we do that in prayer, we do that by maintaining contact. We do that by the way we treat people. Philemon 1, verse 7, Paul writes, and he says, "Your love has given me great joy and encouragement, because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints." We typically think of Paul as a missionary. In fact, we describe his missionary journeys as he travels to share the good news of Jesus to the Gentiles. And as he writes Philemon, he says, "You have encouraged me in my missionary endeavors because you have refreshed the hearts of the saints." Because you have spent time lifting up those who are weak, caring for those who are struggling, sharing with those in need, comforting those in sorrow. We refresh the hearts of the saints. We refresh, and the saints is just a word about those that belong to Jesus. Not a special class of Christians. You refresh other believers. And that encouraged Paul to know that as he was proclaiming the gospel, as he was making disciples, as he was traveling in these missionary endeavors, that he had help. And particularly as Paul would travel from city to city and leave established individuals who would plant churches and continue to worship God and spread the good news of Jesus. He obviously did not want those to die. And by having individuals like Philemon, who would refresh fellow believers, Paul was encouraged. When we are encouragers, we also encourage those that encourage others. When we help those who have come to Christ, when we refresh their spirit, we encourage those that first shared the good news of Jesus with them. God's desire is that we encourage others with the same encouragement that we ourselves receive from Christ. And we do that when we understand the nature of how valuable people are to God. It's not a contest of making converts. It's a process of making disciples. And sometimes we forget that the goal is lifelong disciples of Jesus who are making lifelong disciples of Jesus who continue that process until Jesus returns. And so we want those who respond to the good news of Jesus that we share to stick with it, to be encouraged, to be refreshed. And especially if we're moving from place to place, we want to know that those who have responded to the gospel message are not being left as spiritual orphans, but they're being cared for. And we have a responsibility to encourage those who share Jesus. And I'll let you in on a little secret. It shouldn't be that much of a secret. It's really the responsibility of everybody to share the good news of Jesus. But when we think about missionaries who leave family, who leave their comfort zones, who travel to new places, many who travel to a place that speaks a language that they're initially not all that familiar with, a culture that's unique, and plenty of opportunities to be discouraged. We send money, but we ought to also encourage. So it's my prayer today that as you consider the various missions that we support here at Deer Run, the various missions you might support as an individual, the various missions you might be involved with in the church that you're a part of if you're not here at Deer Run, ask God today, is there a way that I can encourage those who share the good news of Jesus? Is there a way that I can refresh those who have received the message of the good news of Jesus? Is a way that the encouragement I feel right now can be used to encourage someone else? Would you be an encourager as you refresh the hearts of fellow believers? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to know the encouragement which comes by your Spirit. And Father, there are many times where we become so self-centered, we miss even noticing the discouragement that someone else is experiencing. We live with those who have devoted their lives to sharing the good news of Jesus. And sometimes we live in a way that they're out of sight and out of mind. And we trust that you're encouraging them and we forget about our responsibility. And God, today I pray that we would consider how we might encourage those who are missionaries. And whether they're missionaries as an occupation in a foreign land, or whether they're missionaries at their workplace or at their school or in their neighborhood, we would refresh the hearts of fellow believers by our words and our deeds in such a way that those sharing Jesus are encouraged to keep doing it. They're encouraged to remain faithful. They're encouraged to not give up. They're encouraged to live and walk and speak by faith. Father, as we encourage others, may we lift up Jesus as the source of our encouragement, so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.